This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says the president is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. In a memo released Saturday night, the Navy commander, Dr. Sean Conley, says Mr. Trump meets the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria for safely discontinuing isolation, and that by currently recognized standards, he's no longer considered at transmission risk. The memo follows Mr. Trump's first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the coronavirus. Hundreds of people gathered Saturday afternoon on the South Lawn for a Trump address on his support for law enforcement from a White House balcony. Meanwhile, former New Jersey governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie tweeted Saturday that he is out of the hospital following treatment for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. I'm Julie Walker.
The governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana has taken an aerial tour of the damage caused by Hurricane Delta. Governor John Bel Edwards told Southwest Louisiana residents Saturday that authorities would work hard and fast to speed recovery. Speaking in Jennings, he said thousands of Louisiana residents were hit hard, and he urged deliberate steps to help them back on their feet. Edwards said no deaths have been reported so far, but he does continue to urge caution in recovery work and the use of generators. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.